Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the year-end wrap-up show for Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Master Mark Zorianis, and I am so happy to be with you. I am the host and editor of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Today's episode is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online, where the gaming starts. I am so pleased to be with you as we are wrapping up 2022. It's been another great year. Our numbers have grown. Our followers have grown. We are on multiple platforms, from YouTube to obviously our own website, the Believe Network, everywhere podcasts can be found, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we thank you for all of that. We were just named by FeedSpot on the list of 10 best Taekwondo podcasts. We were named again number one for the year. Here are the best 10 best Taekwondo podcasts worth listening to in 2023, and number one is Taekwondo Life Magazine. We thank them. We thank you for all your loyal support. Don't forget, basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head over to betonline.ag to join. Get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. It has become sort of a tradition here that we break down the year, take a look at what happened this year with some metrics, and I like to present it across a variety of platforms. So from a podcast standpoint, I want to look at the top five episodes for the year. Sort of interesting. Number five was an episode from way back in the beginning of the year, the 2022 Taekwondo Goal Show. We opened up the year talking about looking at the goals for 2022. Episode 4, fourth most popular for the podcast, Taekwondo as announced as the official sport again for 2028's Los Angeles Olympics. So we did a breakdown of the announcement from the IOC confirming, and the WT confirming, Taekwondo's place in the summer 2028 games. Episode 3, very controversial one, really did very well, talking Trump Taekwondo controversy. So this had to do with the issuance of an honorary black belt certificate to Donald Trump and the blowback from many people around the world regarding this, and we broke down the news and gave our perspectives on it. Next episode, real popular one. It was actually one that we had done prior to this year, but it was reconstituted this year and got a lot of traffic because Cobra Kai returned this year, and that was, is Cobra Kai good for Taekwondo Dojangs? And we took a look at how it has impacted traffic and interest in martial arts practice and whether or not it's good or bad. and our number one episode for the year, the top 10 martial arts movies of 2021. We always, obviously, we have a great affiliation with many of the studios. We love to break down martial arts media, whether it be books or movies, and we like to give our reviews. And as a result, we try to compile them. We did our best for the year, and it has one that still continues to get traffic. And we just released in the last 2 weeks the best of 2022, and you can check that out here or everywhere that you can find our platforms. We put it in multiple formats. Now we take a little bit of a turn and we go to our website, and some of this stuff crosses over because we post in multiple places, but some of this is independent of the podcast. So the top five postings for the website, number five was the obituary of Grandmaster Jun Pyo Choi. Again, when we have opportunities to, particularly about many of the grandfathers and great-grandfathers of Taekwondo, those that are still with us and people who've had historic relationships, if they pass away and it comes to our attention, we try to provide a meaningful obituary. That was one. Next is a movie review of the Master Joe documentary, Master Joseph Lupo. There was a documentary done about his life and his impact on the martial arts community. We really enjoyed that. We did our review, and Master Joe from New York Black Belt Center in Queens has a tremendous following, and we did very, very well with that review. Number three is another obituary, Grandmaster Sa Chung Kang, who passed away at age 92, and he had a great following. He is friends with my grandmaster, Grandmaster White Park. When he passed away, we covered his funeral and we did the obituary, and of course that was extremely a popular post. Number two, this one really was extremely well trafficked, and that was when we released our overview of the new 2022 WT sparring rules. As anyone who follows WT sparring and Olympic sparring knows, there's tremendous changes that have occurred. I shouldn't say tremendous changes. There were major changes, and then there were a lot of fine-tuning of those, and I think those are still being fine-tuned as we make our way towards the Paris Games of 2024. But the number two post was our summation of those. Hopefully that was helpful, and we try to do that when we can. And number one on the written platform, it was in great synergy with the podcast, and that's the top 10 martial arts films of 2021. So it was the write-up article that accompanied, or that was the basis for, the audio and video podcast. Now in 2022, we did a lot more work on YouTube. We've done a lot more simulcasting of this program where we've done video episodes that accompany it, and as a result, I have a breakdown. I'm not sure if I had a similar breakdown, but we last year, but we have one now. So our number five video was our review of Ip Man: The Awakening. We had done a podcast episode on that. For whatever reason, it wasn't as popular, maybe because YouTube, the metrics of YouTube or the algorithm of YouTube picked it up a little bit differently. But our Ip Man movie review, number four, the 2022 WT Pumse Championships start this week. We did a little bit of a precursor to the Goyang World Pumse Taekwondo Championship. And that, of course, Pumse being so popular, that episode, our thoughts on that, our discussion of that, did very, very well. Number three on YouTube, Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Taekwondo Demonstration at One Police Plaza. This is a little bit different from some of the other episodes. It didn't lend itself to a podcast episode. It was a video of a police demonstration of Taekwondo that was done in honor of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. and we had the opportunity to participate in that and to cover that. It was done for a lot of the big police executives, and when we posted that, it ended up being the third most popular YouTube posting of the year. Number two is the video version of the Grandmaster Su Chung Kang obituary. So Grandmaster Kang had a great influence around the world in Taekwondo and on multiple platforms. That was a great post. And number one here for the video, and I was really pleased about that, is the new 2022 sparring rules overview was our number one most trafficked video on our YouTube channel, which of course you can find under Taekwondo Life on YouTube. That was our number one, and again, our goal is to try to be a entertainment vehicle, but also to try to explain. So I'm pleased that that video was able to educate and assist people. Now, one of the things I like to do, which I think is kind of fun, is just take a quick look at what countries we are most popular in around the world in our various platforms. It has changed a little bit, although, of course, the number one hasn't, too. So we are our fifth most popular country for all of our vehicles is the Philippines. Very exciting. We've talked in the past. We have a great relationship with Master Mansoor Del Rosario, who is the head of the Philippine Taekwondo Association. His episode on YouTube of his interview continues to be one of the most popular and regularly trafficked. Number four is Canada, our neighbors to the north, the home of Master Ali Gafour, the owner of 2020 Armor. Number three, a little bit of a surprise. I think this is new. India. India has taken tremendous steam in following our program and reading our magazine. Number two, United Kingdom. We've always had strong following in the United Kingdom, and we've covered Aaron Cook when he was there and in Manchester, and his trainer, Mickey Clegg. We've covered many things that have gone on in the UK, so we do appreciate the support. And of course, the vast majority of our listenership is in the United States. Now, the big change, I think, in terms of that is, I think South Korea in the past has always been in the top five, and it seems that that's fallen off. I don't know if that's a language issue, so we may explore doing some episodes in English and Korean going forward for 2023. So there's a little bit of a wrap-up. I think it's been a great year. I look forward to, we already have a lot in the pipeline for 2023 already. There's a lot of tournaments coming up. There's a lot of events, a tremendous amount of martial arts movies that we've already started previewing, and I look forward to it, and I thank you for your support. I always neglect to say like and subscribe to us or post a good review. A good review would really be helpful on Apple Podcasts if somebody was willing to do that. I thank you. I wish you the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. And as 2023 approaches, I look forward to seeing you on the mat. This is Master Mark Zourianis for Taekwondo Life Magazine. This episode has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.